Hello and welcome to the Church of the Believers radio broadcast, making the biblical text meaningful to life. A 45-minute program from the Church of the Believers with headquarters in the Matadi Estate. Today, the Reverend Dr. Aaron Zalubo Liberty will speak to you on the theme Living Together in Unity, and text taken from Psalm 134. We will join the tribal choir for the sermon hymn, and after the sermon hymn, the next verse will be that of Dr. Liberty. Please stay tuned.
Redeemer, we praise you and thank you this day. We are blessed, oh God, to be here in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory and honor you. And thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you can do. Bless your word, bless your people. Thank you, Lord, for every situation and for all that you are to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to take this time to thank the Lord ever so much. And I'm grateful for all those who joined the 3 days prayer for the B and Daru district. Many people joined it, and I was told, in fact, I was on the air from Radio Tapeta, and I appealed to the people in the district. I know fasting is something that many people just don't do. But I told them that if we have one or two or three churches in one town, they can come together and pray. No one is pressurized. No one is forced to do it. But we need to pray for our district, for God's blessing upon our district. And I was told that many towns there, I got an info that many people joined the prayer meeting, so we're not alone in Monroe here. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I was told that many of them, in fact, the church in Zaragoza, the evangelist called me to find out about the detail, so I knew that they were in it, and many other areas who heard that. And there were those who could not come, even in Monrovia, but they were praying in their various homes. And I said, thank God for that. And during the prayer meeting, we had Pastor Alexander D. He's not here this morning. We want to thank God for him. He's from the We Ethnic Group. He was here. He's so concerned. Then we have our dear brother, James Carr. James Carr is here this morning. I think he's sitting right back there. Brother Carr, would you please stand up so they will see you? And I'm told that he is the commissioner and he's waiting to take the assignment for the district. So he was in the prayer meeting. The 3 days he was in the, he didn't last 1 day. So I know the concern he has for his people, that the Lord will be sending him there to serve on that side. He needs to work in an environment of unity. Because if it is not there, then of course you can't work, because anything you want to do, it will be just be thrown here and there. So I'm grateful. Missionary, thank you so much for joining us in the prayer meeting, because when I ask you, join me, everyone said, we are coming, and man, you did it. Thank you so much. Let me read our text today, and I want to thank the choir too. You know, we got some choir here. We don't want to call them missionaries because they don't want to hear, they don't want that. But anything that the missionaries are doing, they're all over them. Oh, sure. Anything when the missionary is doing any special work, no choirs are, but anyway, they're not missionaries. So, but we want to thank you too for joining and singing and making things. And I thank you for everything. All right. Let me read our text again. It's Psalm 133. I'm reading from the NIV version of the Bible. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to speak to you on the theme, living together in unity. Now, when we talk about unity, it's not the B and Daru district alone. If you know what I'm talking about, even Liberia, we thank God we have a constituted government that we just voted into office, but we still need unity. Because where you have human beings with different opinions on issues, to get unity is not an easy thing. Let me explain that a little bit. Where you have human beings from different backgrounds, even the very same siblings, from the same mother, from the same father, they have differences of opinions on issues. So when something is even happening in the family, to get unity on the issue is not an easy thing. Are you there? So when we talk about unity, it's something that only God can provide. But when human beings, we are unable to be united in anything, because I got my own view about what you're talking about. Even those of us that write books, that are author and write books, when you read books, you get confused, because everybody get their own view on something else. We may not be saying the same thing. Praise the Lord. So we've been praying for the we and other people. We have young people there. God has been blessing us. Many educated we boys, you know, and we are glad, but we've been praying that God Himself will lead the district, that God Himself will bring His children together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let me say to you that 30 years ago, I had the same prayer for the B and Daru people, and I thank God that I'm still alive to do the same thing today. 30 years ago, at that time, I just started ministry. I didn't even have a church building. I didn't even have anything. I was just going around and preaching here and there. Praise, hallelujah. But there came a time, one of the elders of the B and Daru people, the late second wizard, came to me and said, "My son, you are the pastor from that area." So at that time we were chiefdom, he said, "I want you to do something about what's going on in our chiefdom, because I'm not satisfied. For several years we have not had any meeting. We don't agree with each other." So when I prayed about it, the Lord laid on my heart to have 3 days prayer meeting for the B and Daru people. It was 30 years ago. At that time, I had the prayer meeting in a place called Warwin. That was a center for the B and Daru people. So I went there and put it over the air that if you are B, if you are Daru, whosoever you are, I want you to join me, because I will be in Warwin to pray for 3 days, and God brought His own people. So we prayed for 3 days, and from that time, the country came together, the country that's going on, and the country has been blessed. Today, now we know what you know. We are now we are history. So there's a blessing that God is blessing the country when we pray. And I want to thank God that I'm still alive again in my age to pray for the second time. And I'm excited about it. People don't understand my excitement. But after 30 years, that I will still be alive, and that the district, the people in our district will still remember what God did for them. Hallelujah. I love that. That the people will still remember what God did for them 30 years ago. And they still remember that I'm still alive. That they can come and say, "You need to do something again." I love that. People that are coming here and there, "Rabbi, you need to do something again. You need to pray again." Well, you know, some people don't understand this. I know we all can pray. We all can pray. But God can designate certain people for certain things. Now, everybody. Sometimes we don't know this. As young preachers, don't even know this. They feel that because they can preach or they can pray, they can do anything. No! God designated people for specific things. And I'm still alive, and I began to have calls from here and there. And they say, "Oh man, you still alive. You need to do something." So I said, "Lord," I said, "Oh yeah, the same thing, I've come again." The only thing I can do is to go back to Him. Is to go back to the great God of heaven. The same God I called 30 years ago, He is still with me. And when I call Him, He's going to come and bless His children. So I arranged for the prayer meeting, and I thank you. The prayer meeting is over, but we thank God that we have come together, that God is ever, even with our diversities of opinions on issues, God is ever to bring us together, to live together in unity, and move forward as a people. Even the same God that blessed Liberia when the election was on, every child knew their own president. Every black woman knew their own president. Everyone knew who's supposed to lead this country. And today we got one person in Liberia that's still going on in spite of our diversities. The same God is Eva. The same God is Eva. The same God that we called upon 30 years ago and began to bless our people. The same God is living today. You know what really touched me is this. Living together in unity is not an easy thing. Even for a husband and wife to live together in unity in their own home, it's kind of issue. It's an issue too. Oh, you don't want to agree with me? I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes you will say, and you are a young man who just got married yesterday, You say, but me and my wife, we live it together. Go 2 more years, you will see something. Huh? I don't know how long my wife and myself been married. I don't know now, I forgot a year. But I think it's more than 50 years. Something like that. Praise the Lord. But unity is something that only God can do. It is God that got a unity in spite of our diversities, our opinions, of ideologies in our country. It is only God that got Liberia going forward. And it is the same God that we call upon for that little district that in spite of all the ideas we may have, this man may say, oh, I know this is the best thing I can do for the district. The other man say, this is what I would know. Everybody know the best thing. But God is the one who knows what to do. Yeah. And because everyone knows what to do, there's the unity. The only thing I know, my God is able to bring unity in his power within this unity that's going on in the country. And the people will move with one accord. You know, we need to praise God. Something. You know, those of you who listen to me by radio land, get closer to the radio. Let me tell you what's going on. Those of us from the 50s, we know right now that this country is so blessed after the Civil War. Young man, you don't know what I'm talking about. You say, but what the man talking this morning? There are some things we want to be done in the country, and it can't be done, and we will be banking it. And he said everything, the country is advancing. What is he talking about? Well, let me tell you something. You didn't know what happened in 1950. We know. You didn't know what happened in 1955. We know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this year, this country was bankrupt, but we thank God we left at a time, after left at a time, they succeeded. Can you imagine a man would be taken from his own house, from his women, from his children, and he would be sent to work on somebody else's farm for nothing? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Some of you young people, you know about this. Yeah, you don't know about it. You don't know about it. They will take you from your town. Every town will send 2-3 persons to go to the commissioner compound, and then the commissioner will divide you among other people to go and do free job for them.
Yes.
You're not going to get 1 cent. I thank God that my people have crossed that boundary. I remember when I was in the 50s, one of my uncles, they back when they were there, they would beg you, the town would come and beg you, go and work for the town. And after 1 month, then they would beg another person. Oh, hallelujah. They don't know what God is doing in this country, though. Y'all don't know, no people. Y'all don't know. But sometimes we tell these old people here. The old people here. But God has blessed our over. God has blessed our over. I remember when I was coming up, and they send you after your 1 month, another man will have to come and release you from the very town. And that man does not come, you will not come home. And you hear they want to do, you will take ice and ice somebody there. Man got his house, man got his family, he got his wife, he got his own farm, but he will leave it and go work for the commissioner. But when they ask you, say, Reverend Doctor, they told me. And they said, I was there and I saw it. Praise the Lord. You will work. And then, when your telling is finished, they will go and beg another man to come and replace you. Then when that man comes, then before you will come home. The only good thing I put you to do when you are there, they will help with your farm. Before you come, you got a farm. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Oh, how terrible it is for a man to be taken from his household to wait for another man for 3 days without giving him $1. We thank God we passed that stage.
Yes.
We thank God we passed that stage.
Yeah.
The other stage is this. We are carrying the commissioner, or we are carrying the clan chief, we are carrying the property in our hands. You know what a hammer is?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, y'all know it?
Yes.
Now 4 men will carry it. Then this man, like yourself now, will lay down in your hand.
Yes.
And down the cross.
Yeah.
And then there was just one man, and he was saying, oh, this man is sweating because the whole flower on his back like a sweating and flesh beat. Then they were clean. Another man, they were cleaning his back and putting some a towel or something. Then he would get up. Then his friend man would jump on his back. And he would walk with him across it. We passed that stage. We passed that stage. The butchers we had in we and double chiefdom. For which our children are fighting here and there. Anybody could tell us, but I didn't get it fired out to anybody. When you talk about Iraqi, they will whip you, you want to go to jail. Today, we are getting something from it.
Yeah.
Nobody can call it for nothing.
Yeah.
Except me and me.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to hallelujah! We need to understand what happened in time past. We need to reflect on what happened in time past. You know what God is doing today, that we will together praise God. That we will be united, even though it's not an easy thing for human beings to be united. No, to really unite means you both agree with a common goal. There is something common goal, we agree to do it. But even in the church, we have our doctrinal statement, right? Which is a common goal that we all agree. But can everybody follow it in the church? Don't answer the question. Can everybody follow it in the church? No! Because why? You got your own way of looking at things. You got your own interpretation. You say, I got my life to live. Can't got nothing to do with that. Can't got nothing to do with that. Praise the Lord. So only God can bring about that unity in our lives. You know, and I love what verse 2 said here. He said, it is like pressure oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now that oil that the psalmist is talking about, it implies God's presence. It implies what? The presence of God. Let the presence of God do it among us, that we will be able to agree, disagree, and agree to be of the same mind, which is not possible, but God can do it.
Yeah.
Are we of the same mind right now in Liberia? No.
No.
Hmm? How many political parties behind the country? I don't know.
But I think they voted for
them. Huh? Yeah. How many parties are we doing right now? Only one party, right?
Yeah.
When all the other parties, you see anybody in your mind, it moves from there? Yeah. It don't move from there. So they will start on the money here. They will start on the money there to make something happen. Praise the Lord. So for you want me to agree on one issue, it is not easy, but our God is able. People from B&W, people in Liberia, wherever you are on my voice this morning, I want you to know that you can disagree with me, but I want you to know that God is able to put you and myself together to do what is right in his sight. Yeah, you can disagree with me. You can do whatever. But it is only God that is able.
Yeah.
See, God's provision and presence in ever Israel to do it together in unity. Oh, let me tell you what happened. Israel, the people of God. Huh? The people of God, right? They were not of the same mind. They were also what? Divided. On what? On views. There were two major parties, when I say parties, religious parties in Israel. We had the Sadducees, we had the Pharisees. They disagree with each other on issues. They disagree when they come together, they make fuss. But when God got ready, God enabled them to live together in that country, even though they disagreed with each other, but they were able to live together because the presence of God did that. The presence of God. I'm not worried who will say, this is what I'm going to do. But the only thing I know, the presence of God will bring everything together. The only thing I know, we have prayed, and God has answered our prayer, and God is going to do what he wants to do, not what you want to do. And one thing I know, when God is doing his own thing, man cannot change it. Yeah, you can't change it. You can't change it. Now you see all the suffering our people have. We cross.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you call me to carry your load from here over there, I will put my hands up. You gotta pay me. But before, they gave you two for you, but another fellow will kick you. And you go quiet and that's it. Stop. He said, ready to go. He said, yes, I don't know.
But we thank God that we have crossed over. Yeah. Liberia is moving forward, I can tell you. I'm proud of this country. Yeah. Maybe you may not agree with me, those in radio there, but I, Dr. Liberty, I'm proud of this country right now. I'm proud of what God is doing because we are moving forward. We are living together even in our diversities. I agree with John Brown. I agree with Opon. I agree with any political leader. But I'm still living here. I got to do what the president wants me to do. Because he is the one leading the country. If I don't want to do it, you know what I need to do? Pack up all my little bundles and leave Liberia. But as long as I decide to live in Liberia, when Opon said, do step over there, I would say, yes, sir. Even though I'm older than you, my son, I will not step in the country. We need to learn how to live, even with our diversities, to support a common goal, even though it's not our interest, but because of the glory of God and your country and the leadership of the country. That's what we're thinking about. He's saying here, and I love what he said. Look what he said here in voice. Let me come back to verse 3, and I love verse 3 here. Verse 3 says, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Hermon, for there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. This is what we say here. The dew of Mount Hermon symbolizes God's provision for the land of Israel. That dew, you know the dew when you make a farm in a country, and when dew fall, what do you expect? Germany. Many of you are not farmers, so you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I think I'm asking the wrong people. Praise God. When the dew falls, then all the farmers are happy. Because the crops will come out well. The dew of God is a blessing that comes down from heaven to bless whatever you planted for it to grow. It's the dew of Hermon. Whatever you did, that dew will come down and bless you. And I know whatever diversity we may have in our district, whatever diversity we may have in our country, the dew of Hermon will flow on Liberia, here on our district, and we will speak with the sea voice. Even though we may not agree, but it will move forward because God has said it will move forward. Yes. That's in the agriculture, said dew was that. I don't know where we know about this, because when the dew is falling, then you have to get out in the morning. Let me call it in my own language. Then you are found to happen. Because God is taking the cross. The dew is falling and it will bring forth great blessing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The presence of God in our lives will make everything to be what it should be. My people, the people of Liberia, wherever you're sitting this afternoon or wherever you are, listening to the radio or under my voice, one thing I know, God is in control. We may have different opinions on issues, but God is in control. The people of B and Darwood District, we may have different opinions on issues, but God is in control. God is in control. He is the one. He is the one that will bring us together. The dew of Hermon will come down and fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Today we are blessed. Hallelujah. We are blessed. And I know that we and other people who may listen to this preaching, the older people now will know what I'm talking about. The younger people, you and I know about it. Huh? When motor road, this time you had Caterpillar and auto face motor road, right? But the first motor road started in Kapatan, it was done by human being hand. Human being hand. And when you say they call my name, you say somebody told me. Because I said, call my name. don't say, oh, I'm calling for somebody or call my name. That thing you're doing, they got men lined up. They got little glasses on your head to be one in the day. So, come on, let's say you have a whip in your hand. Another person said, whip in your hand. Another person said, whip in your hand. When you get it, it's new. And you can't, they want to name it. You put it out on before you jump to it, and you go back. You're not being my fault. We're free now. We're free now. Those boys be whipped.
They will be whipping them.
She will be whipping them all day while they are on the day.
Like a mother. They will be whipping them. My people did it. Yeah. But I'm talking about all the older people in here and Dunwood, if you listen to my voice, they know, they'll say, oh, my son, that's true.
Some people die there.
They beat some of them and they die.
So they will be crossed that road. Liberia is moving forward.
Yes.
No more commissioner farms. No more building road by your own hand. And you know what? Maybe it'll feel a little bit bad, a little bit this year. When the government stopped all these things, then we started doing something against ourselves. You know what we started doing? Our own road that we can walk on from one town to another, we don't want to clean it. We don't want to clean it. And when they're going, they will do so before they go. So I said, what's wrong with our people? They want government to come and get a soldier to beat 2-3% bunch. Then you're not letting your own road walk on. We are free. God is blessing this country. A lot of things have changed in the land. Young people today, you will not understand what I'm talking about, because to you, what I'm saying is just foolishness. No human being can do that, but we saw it. Go ask your pa. I don't know how old you pass it. Some of the young people, you know, they can be a little baby, little child, to the room, even someone I don't even know, but ask an older man who know about the 40s and the 50s. He will tell you what I'm saying to you today. Today, my appeal to all of you, be endurant. Trust the Lord. We've been on the mountaintop and we have met with God. And God has assured us that it's going to be well with me and our people. We have been on the mountaintop for 3 days and we have prayed. And the Lord has assured us that He will bless that land and there will be unity and the people will move forward. Shall we stand? All right, shall we just lift our hands? It is only God that can bring about unity. And when He moves in a mysterious way, things will fall the way it's supposed to be. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with the people of God forever in Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Let us say thank you, Jesus. Let us rise.
You just listened to the senior pastor of the Headquarters Church of the Believers in Imatari ST, the Reverend Dr. Arozalubo Liberty Preach from the team Living Together in Unity, and text taken from Psalm 134. The Headquarters Church of the Believers is located opposite the Don Bosco Youth Center in Imatari ST. You are welcome to worship with us every Sunday. Our first service starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 11:30 a.m., followed by the second service, which begins at 12 p.m. and ends at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening today. We will be back next week, same time, same station. I am Alfred Jeezy, your producer. Bye-bye.
What they say. Oh yes,
oh yes,
oh yes.